Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from South Florida. It's Sunday, September 11th, 2016. It is a day to always remember. 15 years ago, our nation suffered at the hands of evil terrorism. I'm honored to be on the air tonight. Thank you for the sacrifice of first response teams, fire rescue, police, civilians that made it out alive. The music intro I chose for tonight by Enya was Only Time. I read the lyrics and it was just something soothing that we could get from such a painful remembrance. Again, this is in the 15th anniversary. And through this episode, we want to gain the strength and some peace. And I have a very special guy on the line already. Let me bring him on. Apostle Ely?
Yes, this is he. I'm here.
Hi. Ladies and gentlemen,
hello.
Apostle Ely. Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Hi, Apostle Ely. Ladies and gentlemen, Apostle Ely is always, a welcome return guest to the talk show, and this is a very special episode. We have a lady, she's in Central Park right now. She's going to be calling in. They saw firsthand the devastation in New York, and what I wanted, and I asked Apostle Ely, he most graciously called in, is to say a prayer. And I just want to give you the floor, Apostle Ely. First of all, much love and light to you for calling into Plan for Fitness again. And this is a special time, and we want it to be healing. So I just want to give you the floor.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you for having me on your show, and thank you for this hour and time. I want to just say this simple prayer, but very effective. Eternal Father, we thank you and we give you praise for the experience of knowing not only to go through a hardship, God, but also knowing how to rebuild. We thank you for every person that had responded to the situation. And God, we continue to send out comfort to the families that have lost. God, that we would be reminded to be take things, not to take things for granted, but we shall appreciate the lives that we have and to respect the sacrifices that others have made and lost. And God, we thank you for this ever remembering knowing of your eternal sacrifice. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You are somebody really special to me. And
thank you so much.
Yes, yes. You know, let's talk a little bit about how do you feel about today?
Today is it's a lot of times people say, well, I just want to forget and move on. But, you know, it's you never want to forget the people that lost their lives, not only how they lost their lives, because we learn a lot through the experience. And, you know, there's things that, you know, we teach in the Bible that, you know, of reminding us and growing from those experiences. And today is like, you know, an eye-opener and realizing, you know, of that sacrifice. You know, people lost their lives, people jumping out of buildings, and, you know, people saw horrific things that, you know, they're going to live with for the rest of their lives and coping with that, you know. And it's just remarkable from, you know, not only just how the people responded and how people were standing there watching that. You know, when you see something that horrific and, you know, really not knowing how to put it in words, you know, you're just having emotions, you know, and I feel like things like this is only God can heal. You know, this is where prayer becomes a very essential part of my personal life, you know, and to look back on there and say, my God, you know, what those families are going through, what the loved ones are going through, what the people that actually assisted those loved ones are going through, and still, you know, having those memories, you know, it's a remarkable day.
Absolutely. I'm waiting for Mary to call in. She's definitely just wrote me in New York, and I wanted your input on this. You know, my goal tonight was to acknowledge peace and humanity through adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And were you on the line when we did a moment of silence?
They didn't have me on the line at the time. I was just hearing the music.
I think I was waiting for Mary. I think I'm only on my first page yet. I think we should do a moment of silence for every innocent
mm-hmm.
life taken as I pray for their souls are at rest, dancing in heaven. Everybody stand by, please. Also, Ely, I'm so glad that you're with me. You know, today was a planned show. I woke up, you know, 48 hours ago, and I thought, you know, I took a couple weeks off. I said I wanted to do something powerful for tonight, for 9/11 and for the 15th
right.
anniversary. And so many people are still in pain.
Right.
Hard to break the USA. I mean, I think the whole world came together. We ached for the loss, but we came together.
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling was, as I produced this show, how lucky we are to be alive and remain united. You know, all different backgrounds.
Yeah.
We're all united. There's a lot of God people that believe in God, no matter what your background is, and that's what it's about. Why I called Apostle Eliani. He's Eliani, he has a non-denominational church, and Apostle Eli, invite the listeners up to the church where in your area, please. I'm getting it on Twitter feed right now.
Yeah, our church is located in Fort Pierce, Florida. Our address is 822 Orange Avenue in Fort Pierce, Florida, and we will be glad to. You know, when I say non-denominational, I really mean that. You know, that. You know, accepting people in their own personal faith and personal measures. So, you know, it's about learning. And I've always been a person, I'm a people person. So I've always been into different cultures. And, you know, a lot of times when it comes to religion, you know, it's about people becoming copycats of somebody else. You know, this is where you have your individual relationship and you grow in your own faith, you know, in your own measure and at your own pace. You know, so there anyone that is quite welcome. We have 11 o'clock service on Sunday mornings, and we have Bible study that is at 8 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday. So definitely welcome, and I thank you for the opportunity, Deborah. I really appreciate your constant encouragement, you know, about, you know, what God is doing in my life, and thank you for having me on your show.
Every time I call on you, this is a thing, ladies and gentlemen. When you're a host and you know, I already have the topic, and this is already a sensitive subject. And the lady that's calling in from New York, I mean, like some of her family passed on in the building, and they saw the people, like, you know, in devastation. And She's like, Debbie, I want to call in like for 5 minutes. And, you know, and she was like in tears telling me today. And I went online and I looked at the graphic picture. She's calling in right now from New York. You want to stay on the line with us, Apostle Ely?
I'll be here.
Okay, stand by. Mary?
Hi.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, how are you? Thanks so much for taking the time to call in.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Oh, well, I know that you texted me. You were in the park with your husband. I think this is beautiful, and you could make time for Plan for Fitness. First and foremost, I thank you and praise you for, again, making the time. September 11th, 2016, it's 15th anniversary. We're here to try to find peace through all this adversity and pain. On the line with us is Apostle Samuel Ely Jr., calling in from Florida. You're a very important part of the show as well, and I was just finishing up some of my notes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, this is Deborah Vidali, your host of Plan for Fitness, broadcasting live from South Florida. Mary has her own radio show called Victims Speak Out, and she's calling in from Long Island, New York. And at the time of Twin Towers explosion, her family in the city and the world, we all ached for the loss. Again, these radical Islamic terrorists planned and executed this. They are all cowards, each one of them. Mm-hmm. And when I spoke to you today, Mary, I mean, mm-hmm. just really, you're my fellow radio host, you're my friend. You know, my heart ached for what you said you saw. So again, we're down here in the South. And what would you like to say? What is your message for tonight, sweetheart?
Well, I wanted to tell you quickly about this story about my cousin. My cousin, his name was Anthony Tempesta. And then my cousin's friend's son was killed. He was the youngest firefighter in that in the Manhattan fire department that was killed. He was only 22 years old. And Anthony Tempesta was killed in Cantor Fitzgerald, which was on the 101st floor. And I think it went to the 101st to the 6th floor. But everyone in that office was killed. No one lived. But the mother who worked there also, her name was Linda Camarada. She didn't get into work until right after her, you know, she was on her way and her son was killed, obviously, and it was his day that day, so I thought that was really sad, his 7-year-old daughter. So that's from my cousin's side. But all 368 employees of that particular level of the Twin Towers were killed. All those employees. The mother just recently died. It's sad, though. But anyway, it was very sad, and my heart was broken, and I remember my son calling me. He was on the bridge going to Manhattan, and he called me right away, and he said, Ma, you don't believe it. I saw a plane. It went right into the Twin Towers, because you could see where he was at, where he was. I said, oh, my God, oh, my God. And it was total, it was crazy that day, and it was so sad. And for months and months and months, all I did was, I felt like I had a ball and chain, watching the TV show and crying so much. And it was just a horrible, horrible experience. And as I was telling you earlier, a lot of the fire departments have volunteered here. In the city, they get paid, but in Long Island, they were all coming. The parkways were scarce. Everybody was off the parkways just so the fire trucks come from all over to help, all over Long Island to go into the city and help. And I mean, it was horrible, but I have to commend the city the way they handled it, because I don't know if another city would be able to handle it. Plus, Manhattan's an island, so you're kind of stuck. You know, people were walking over the bridge covered with soot. And as I mentioned earlier, that's downtown Manhattan. So if you walk over the bridge, it's downtown Brooklyn. And there's a place where they make all the publications, or Watchtower, Bible, and Tract. watched Jehovah's Witnesses, they had a whole lockdown. Meanwhile, they have horrendous amount of books that they shipped and to the post office. Not one of them offered their trucks to carry these people that were walking with all soot, not water. They had a complete lockdown. And, I mean, a bottle of water, that doesn't cost anything, you know. So I thought that was very, very disgusting, trying to promote a Christian society, and yet you can't even give people that were in almost lost their lives fleeing to go home from just,
but, yeah,
just
that's terrible.
Working people just
yes.
went to work that
well,
day.
You were there. You were there firsthand. You saw this, and it's interesting for us and Apostle Samuel that, like, we, you know, we were here, we saw it on TV, but you were there, you saw the smoke,
oh,
you saw the soot, and you saw
mm-hmm.
this, and,
mm-hmm.
and you know,
mm-hmm.
we certainly appreciate, mm-hmm. you know, you, and also sharing, you know, God bless you and Thomas that, you know, you made it, but I know you said there was family lost, you know,
mm-hmm.
to the cousin, on your mm-hmm. cousin's side. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
this was not the easiest thing for you to do tonight. You know, we were talking earlier, and I'm kind of like a safety girl. I always tell Mr. Hess, what's our number one rule? He says safety. So when I was interviewing Mary earlier about this really traumatic, you know, firsthand experience that we really know nothing about because we weren't there. We just
mm-hmm.
saw the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, Debbie, more people need to be aware of their surroundings. Know where the stairway is versus the
mm-hmm.
elevator. That
mm-hmm.
was her first tip, and I'm like, yes, yes. And this is plan for fitness. This
mm-hmm.
is part of being
mm-hmm.
aware, being
mm-hmm.
aware. And this can
mm-hmm.
happen anywhere at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we can only pray to God that the terrorism will stop. And unfortunately, it seems like it's getting worse. And,
yes.
you know,
I'd love to
I'd love to go a couple rounds with the devil, but he's just, you know, it's not up to me. It's up to God.
Sad.
And it's real. It's yes, yes. It makes us angry because there's been so much violence and loss
and
of life.
And the idea was really to hit the U.S. in the pocketbook, and that was the World Trade Center. So they wanted to cripple us financially, but we came back.
Yes.
But it's just sad. It's just like whenever I go to Manhattan, I only see one building, and it's sad.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we certainly appreciate your input. So, you know, you're still living. You're in Long Island right now, correct, Mary?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, I said, you know, when I did the show, I said that some people would find hope and strength through the pain, through the adversity. And it seems like we're getting a lot of positive response, like, thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we can hear that it's hard for you and your voice. And inside for me,
mm-hmm.
like, when I wrote the show, I was like, I was crying, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I said, oh, my
mm-hmm.
God, this is like a pretty sad day. And then, you know, I went to Mass this morning, and then I wrote Apostle Ely. I said, listen,
mm-hmm.
we need you. We need you for prayer
mm-hmm.
in the beginning because we need to continue to find the strength because there's loss. Children
right.
are growing up without their parents
yeah.
and or parents already buried their daughters or sons.
Right.
And you know,
right.
But we
right.
can only pray that this never happens again.
Right. But, you know, I
Mary,
think people,
I
want to
say,
yeah, I just wanted to say people probably only thought, oh, that'll only happen in New York. But no, it's I'm happy
no.
to say it's not only New York. I mean, you experienced it in Boston. You saw what could happen in Orlando, Florida, even though it wasn't as horrific as the Twin Towers, because not only did you lose firemen, you had police and nurses running clockwise, doctors running rampant. You were having people that it's walking in the street from the glass that shattered, because that building was mostly glass, that,
mm-hmm.
that shattered so far that people walking down the street were getting pieces of glass in their arms. And I told you earlier what happened. But, you didn't hear all that. You just heard specifically
yeah.
that, oh, well, they're jumping out windows. You know, they're jumping out windows because the heat was 2,000 degrees. And,
that's so crazy.
I mean,
yeah.
seriously, you know how hot that is? I mean, I can't imagine. I remember one time when I was a little girl, there was a house that went on fire next door. I could feel the heat. They made us evacuate our house. We could feel the heat from that house. Could you imagine being in there? I can't imagine.
Well, all we could do tonight is, I was so grateful that we do have Apostle Ely with us, that we were able to say a prayer for each soul, innocent life that was lost. And and realistically, I mean, it's really up to him, because he's of more godly nature than I, to pray for these evil people, Apostle Ely, that come in and drive an airplane that are full of bombs, that they kill themselves. I mean,
I have to say one thing. I really thought this was a brilliant, I mean, I don't like what it was done, but I really have to say that they really masterminded. They used our own planes. That was brilliant. I mean, they used them as explosives. Who would ever think that? Who would ever think something like that?
What's your take on the problem? I realize this happened, but you know, only in America, where we have so much diversity of beliefs and views of life, when something this traumatic happens, because when you see other countries go through it, you don't see the recovery as quickly. You know what I'm saying? It's like no matter what happens in different Boston and different things, you saw people putting aside their differences, and because all they saw was lives being lost, you know, the shootings, the Twin Towers. You know, when a lot of other situations take place like this in other countries, it takes years before they even get any help, you know, no less than trying to rebuild, you know, and that's the great thing about living in the United States, even with something as horrific as what happened today, you know, at 9/11 and up shootings and killings, is that we still have enough good people in this country, you know, that when something happens, that they drop what's going on in their personal lives and they just, okay, if they can't do nothing but volunteer, give out water, whatever, you know,
exactly.
People, you know, the recovery,
clothing,
it was a very, you know,
blanket,
the president,
whatever,
you know, the president, you know, he didn't only respond to it, he went down to the situation, hug people. You know, it's just,
I know.
We live in a country that,
and
you know, in spite of our differences, is that when something happens, you know, whether it's Flint, Michigan, you know, people come and they get together and they go to work. They go to make
the
sacrifice. You know, and that's a beautiful thing. In spite of what it is, just like what you're doing today, Deborah, even though this has happened that many 15 years later, you're yet in America, freedom of speech, able to go and comfort people even through the pain that they're still dealing with. And that's the beautiful thing about living in the United States.
Thank you. And I'm so glad you're both with me, and I appreciate you calling in. This was a special show. I did production in 24 hours. I was passionate about it. And my heart hurt about it. I didn't have anybody that I knew or loved in that building, but I hurt. Everybody hurt in America.
Sure.
So then, you know, Mary told me the story, and it's nice to have somebody that was there. It's nice to have somebody that's in the church. We've invited people down to see Apostle Ely preach in Florida. Give the address again, Apostle Ely.
The address is 822 Orange Avenue in Fort Pierce, Florida. And I'm on Facebook. You can type in the church name, Apostolic Faith of Jesus Christ. But I really thank you for this opportunity, Deborah. It's beautiful.
My pleasure. Thank you for being with us. And Mary, once again, what can I say?
Yes.
You're so wonderful, and truly without you, this was very important to have you on the air with us and to share your firsthand experience being in New York, in the city you saw firsthand, and we thank you for sharing your story, and we're sorry for the loss of your friends and family. Mary.
Yes. I thought I looked
should
for
be
a second.
Yes,
oh,
I'm
ahead.
Sorry. Yes. Well, we should be back on the air soon. We should be hopefully on your show, continuing our mission that we're working on. But I want to wish you well and a wonderful evening.
Oh, thank you. And it was nice meeting you. What's your name? The pastor's
Apostle,
name?
Apostle Ely.
Okay. Apostle Healy. It was nice to meet you on the air.
Pleasure as well.
And Deborah's got a very big heart, too, you know? She
yes,
really
she does.
She really does. And I wanted to tell you earlier, and I know it's closing the show, but earlier I wanted to tell Deborah that when I was on the Sopranos, show Sopranos, and they told me that originally what my lines were going to be, and then at the last minute they said to me, this was right after the Twin Towers. It was shot in December. Twin Towers went down in September. So all I had to do was look in that building that I was in, because it was in a building in Cation. It was inside a building. And the fireman's hat and boots were outside the front door, because that's what they were doing when the fireman died. They were leaving the hat and the boots there that they were able to find. And all I had to do was my scene. I did a funeral scene, and all I did was look at that, those boots in my head. I had that picture in my head, and my scene was the guy loses his wife in a car accident, and I was able to really cry, you know what I mean, for that scene. So that was real, you know what I mean? So I never forget that. Whenever I watch that, that's my scene. That was because of that, because of the Twin Towers, not because I was acting, you know?
Okay, everybody, we're down to 30 seconds. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Apostle Samuel Ely Jr. calling in from Florida. Mary, the host, the radio host of Victim Speak Out, the actress of The Sopranos. She's a multitasker. You're extremely interesting and a beautiful soul, as well as you, Apostle Ely. Thank you for making this episode really beautiful, and God bless America.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye.